Hello, everyone. Radical Russ here at the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo. Joining us here at the CannabisRadio.com desk, we have Jessica Crozier. She's a parent liaison for Harvesting Hope right here in Tempe, Arizona. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great to have you here. So Harvesting Hope, and I see parent liaison. That suggests to me you're helping out sick kids somehow.
I am, and you know what? I got started because my own daughter has seizures. Started having seizures when she was 2. She's 11 now. We started cannabis about 2 years ago, as well as a gluten-free diet, and she's had 1 seizure in 2 years.
Wow.
So after that, seeing the success from her progress, I knew that I needed to get involved as much as possible.
Had you ever had a background with cannabis, or did you get turned on by the Gupta shows or anything like that? What led you into it?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't. I grew up in a strict conservative household.
Sure.
Drugs are bad. We don't do those. Yeah. And so I definitely didn't have an open mind going into this, but she was having increased seizures. Pharmaceuticals weren't helping, and her doctor had mentioned surgery, and my husband and I were not.
But brain surgery?
Brain surgery,
yeah.
We were not up for that. We actually had friends that were mentioning to us, looking into cannabis, you should try it. So I started doing some research. I watched Sanjay Gupta's weed documentary.
Mm-hmm.
The first one had come out and the second was just coming out, and that got me hooked. And I did some more research, and we brought this up to our doctor, and he dismissed it completely. So I fired him. We went back to our original neurologist and found a great community with a Harvest of Tempe, and we have been very pleased with the progress and the success since that.
How frustrating was it in those first days going to your doctor and him just saying, nope, we got to stick with the pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, it was frustrating because, when you're parents and you have a sick kid, you are kind of looking to them for the guidance and the support. And when they weren't very supportive, it actually turned me off, quite frankly, because we'd gone to other doctors and mentioned cannabis, and they were okay with that. So it was this one doctor that really just was not open to thinking about it, and that's when we said goodbye.
Mm-hmm. So you discover cannabis, you start treating your daughter. How quickly were there any results?
You know, we started seeing results almost immediately. First, we started on the CBD oil. That lasted maybe a month or so. It was very costly for us. And then we started looking into the whole plant material and started her on the Harlequin strain and saw immediate results for seizures. We really noticed a decrease in the nighttime seizures with the use of cannabis. But what was really the icing on the cake was seeing her progress developmentally, emotionally, behaviorally, and cognitively. She has global disorders, and so she's quite a few years behind her 11 years of age. And just to see the progress that she was able to make on this cannabis all across the board was just fantastic.
So the CBD oil by itself wasn't as effective as when you added something that was whole plant and had some THC in it.
Yes, I did become a believer in using the whole plant material and seeing the benefits of THC for sure. And she was able, one of the biggest accomplishments I think for her was able to get off of a pharmaceutical called Risperdal, which mm-hmm. is used for people who have bipolar.
Yes.
It worked wonders on her behavior. It's a nasty drug with nasty, horrible side effects. She gained 30 pounds in 3 years, and we were able to take her off the Risperdal and with the use of the THC.
Wow.
And so that was just where we saw a lot of the growth all across the board.
So you have this remarkable personal story that then leads you to working with these folks at
yes.
Harvesting Hope. They're harvestinghope.com, and tell us about this organization.
So the organization really was the brainchild of Jennifer Welton, who is Xander's mom. I'm not sure if you've heard of
uh-huh.
Xander Welton and Jennifer Welton. Mm-hmm. Wonderful family. And she really wanted to create a community of support for families. And she, along with our Harvest of Tempe's director of outreach, David, they created a support group. And we met monthly, and we were small but mighty at first, and we continue to grow. I came along to help out. And so I kind of head up with Facebook and social media, and I follow up as parent liaison with the contacts that we make.
Oh, that's wonderful. So what are some of the difficulties the parents have that Harvesting Hope can help them with?
You know, the biggest difficulty I have found so far is being able to afford the medication. I did a little poll on our website, on our Facebook page, and our average family spends about $300 to $400 a month on medication for their kids. And of course, it's not paid for by insurance. Mm-hmm. So it's very costly for them. And what we want to be able to do is to provide some sort of financial aid to help them with that. That cost.
And so these parents, we are in the state of Arizona, medical marijuana state, and they do allow minors on their program. Is that difficult to get them a card here in Arizona?
You know, it's not difficult. The biggest difference is that they need two doctors to sign off on their registration. Finding two doctors can be a little difficult. Like I said, all of Emma's doctors are very supportive. However, they didn't really want to put their name on, sign their name on the line. And so I ended up going to a certification center, and I found that while I had to pay a fee for it, it was definitely nice knowing that it was being done the right way and legally and quickly, and I wasn't missing any steps because they were taking care of it.
Well, how frustrating, though, it must be for the stigma and continued prohibition of recreational marijuana to throw these roadblocks in the way of pediatric care. I mean, that's got to be, it's got to take an emotional toll on you.
Yeah, you know what? I feel like I've fought so hard for Emma her whole entire life, and I kind of at this point don't care what other people think anymore. I've changed my tune, and that's because I educated myself. And if people want to take the time to open up their minds and educate themselves, I'm happy to teach. And if they don't, that's okay. And if they choose to judge, it's just because it comes from a place of ignorance.
How about your immediate family, extended family, friends, how have they reacted to you now becoming the Harvesting Hope Lady?
You know, it's funny, friends who've known me for years and years never ever would have guessed that I'd be in this position. And it's cool to be in this position. I love it. My friends and family have been extremely supportive, and they couldn't, anyone who's known Emma throughout the years and has seen the changes, there's no doubting that this is definitely helping her.
Yeah, it's amazing to me, because I follow this on the political angle, of how many arguments have been made, and states like Utah and Iowa and Wisconsin and the South that never would have swayed them to budge an inch on cannabis law. But 2014, they start bringing kids into these state houses, and you could see with your own eyes what's going on here. Bam, we got 17 states with CBD laws. It's just amazing how fast this has gone.
Absolutely.
Jessica Crozier's apparent liaison for Harvesting Hope there at harvestinghope.com. Do you have any other contacts, like Facebook, Twitter, or email you'd like to give out?
Yes, if you want to look us up on Facebook, you can look us up at Harvesting Hope or Harvesting Hope for Pediatric Epilepsy. You'll find our Facebook page.
Excellent. Jessica Crozier, thank you so much, and my best to you and your family, to Emma and her continued improvement.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, folks, let's go back to some music here before our next interview at the Southwest Cannabis Conference.